Chapter 4. "Where is my nightingale?" asked the Emperor of China.
"The nightingale flew back to the garden," said the Emperor's servant.
"But we don't need it now. You have this toy nightingale. It is never tired, and it is beautiful too. This nightingale is the best. The other nightingale can live in the trees. We don't need it." All the servants, the Emperor's family, and the people from the town were happy. They liked the toy nightingale. They liked its singing. They liked the silver and diamonds. And they liked the nightingale's dance.
"I love this nightingale," said the Emperor. "The nightingale from the garden must not come back. We don't need it."
Only the little kitchen maid didn't like the new nightingale. She liked the silver and diamonds, but she didn't like its singing.
"This toy nightingale is beautiful," she thought, "but the nightingale from the garden sings better. I will listen to it in the garden."
Toy nightingale lived in the Emperor of China's bedroom. It sat on the silver perch near his bed. It sang the same songs every day. All the people from the town and all the servants in the palace and all the Emperor of China's family listened to the same songs every day for a year. They learnt the nightingale's songs and they could sing them too. But then, one morning, before the Emperor of China woke up, the bird started to sing. And it stopped. It made a noise. And it couldn't sing any more. The Emperor woke up.
"My bird, my bird! What's wrong with my nightingale?"
The Emperor's servant came in.
"Find my doctor," said the Emperor. "He can help the nightingale."
The doctor came, but he couldn't help the bird.
"This is a toy bird," he said. "I don't know about toys."
And he went again.
"Where is the toy maker?" said the Emperor. "He can help."
The toy maker came and helped the toy nightingale, but he could only help the bird a little. Now the toy nightingale could sing a little, but it couldn't sing beautifully, and it couldn't dance.
"Where is the music teacher?" asked the Emperor.
"He can help.
He is clever."
The music teacher came and he said, "The nightingale can sing a little, but not every day." So the toy nightingale stayed in the Emperor of China's bedroom, and the Emperor looked at its diamond eyes, but he couldn't hear the bird sing every day. After 5 more years, the Emperor of China was very old. He wasn't well, and he stayed in bed. The doctor came.
"The Emperor will not live," the doctor said. "He must choose a new emperor."
The Emperor of China chose a new emperor, and the people came to see the old emperor for the last time.
"Goodbye, goodbye," they said. "You were a good emperor."
Then they went to the new emperor. The servants went to the new emperor too. There was no noise in the Emperor of China's palace. The emperor was in bed. His room was cold. A window was open. Outside it was dark and cold. The emperor could see the dark sky. He could see the faces of his mother, father, school friends, and teachers.
"Do you remember this?" said the faces. "Do you remember that?"
"I don't remember. I don't remember. Stop, stop," said the emperor. He could see lots of faces outside the window. And in his room. He looked at the toy nightingale.
"Sing, little bird," he said.
"I don't want to see these faces. I don't want to hear this noise. Sing, so I can't hear it."